Hi, everyone. I'm your host, Celeste Moore, and you are listening to the Down and Dirty Podcast, aka the Double D's of Dating. This is a podcast for navigating the ins and outs of modern midlife dating. Here, we will discuss the challenges that men and women face in today's dating world. Like many industries, this one is forever changing, and I believe this platform will help those who need or want it. Today, it is the best time to take control of your desired outcome. Whether it is a marriage, significant other, life partner, or just to gain the confidence in dating once again. Every other week, we will dive in and talk about different viewpoints that seem to be challenges in today's dating arena. So let's get into today's episode. Welcome to episode 7. Listen up, gentlemen. I am here today to discuss the topics of seduction and foreplay. The definition of seduction, just so you know, is the acting of seducing, or another one would be a tempting or attractive thing. The definition of foreplay is a set of emotional and physical intimate acts between one or more people meant to create sexual arousal and desire for sexual activity. So I believe that a lot of men don't know this about women. And if you do, you may learn a few tips here and there about what I'm going to be talking about today. You know, women are complicated creatures by nature. We have many facets to our personalities and desires, and even what we long for in the sexual arena. I mean, even though we all want to feel desire and aroused and wanted by our sexual partner or partners, it may vary what that looks like for us. Forgive me, but most men are simple creatures in the sense that if you give a man food, allow him to have great sleep, let him have amazing orgasms, then he is happy. It's pretty simple. Men can also compartmentalize tasks and feelings much better than women can. I'm not saying we can't compartmentalize, but it's truly not the way that our minds think. We do not think linear like men do. You know, you men have a project and that's pretty much all you are thinking about until you get it done, which is great. It serves a purpose. But we usually have many things going on inside our head at once. We may be thinking about things we need to do, like make sure that project at work meets its deadline, what to make for dinner, helping our children with their homework, what to wear to that black tie event. What do we pack? Oh, we have to take that trip. Oh my God, I got to go to the tailory. I've got to, you know, get ready for tonight. Like, it's just all of these things that are constantly going through our head. And I mean, it could be possibly longer. I know for any given one moment, I have, you know, 5 to 10 things going on in my head, like what I need to do, what's this, what's that, what's this. I mean, we are wired and we are multitaskers and we're not linear thinkers. So it's just how our brains are wired. Knowing this, when we are wanting to get sexual, be sexual with another, we must be seduced and enjoy foreplay before we jump your bones. I mean, really, it's not like, oh, baby, you know, just let's go for it. And it's like, no, it's going to take a lot more work than that to get me into bed with you. So knowing that, I mean, we know that you men are visual creatures and you need that for arousal. That could be as simple as a hot woman wearing a dress and heels, showing off her legs. Maybe it shows off her nice ass or like just her assets, her very curvy body. And she could also just look absolutely beautiful with her hair done and her makeup. You know, you're taking her out on a date and that could be as much as it takes for you. Or some men actually need like a striptease or to watch a porn before they get all hot and heavy. But that's usually men that are really having sex a lot. But overall, men are more simple and when it comes to being turned on. So knowing that we are different creatures and what us women we need will require much more than just, hey baby, let's go. I'm excited. Let's go have sex. And you're like, Okay. No. So imagine you are in the very early days of dating a new woman. You've gone on a few dates and you know that you desire to have sex soon. You know that she's on the same page as well, which is very important. Can't make any assumptions. What can you do to build the desire of sexual intimacy? I know that what I tell you most women want, I can tell you that because I know that through my own sexual experiences I've had, and they have not all been the same. However, there are similar underlying basics that turn women on. So let's start with seduction. I know that seduction and foreplay start weeks in advance to any sort of sexual act. Well, they can anyway. This can go on even months before if you're taking things slow. Taking things slow and letting things heat up is a magical thing. I know that sometimes it is hard to wait on both sides. I'm not saying women need months and months of seducing, but let me tell you, it does help. Okay. This is a phrase from a song from my favorite West Coast rapper of all time, Tupac Shakur. He says in his song, "I get around, lady, take it easy. Hate to sound sleazy, but tease me. I don't want it if it's that easy." So men also, as much as you want to get it on super fast, you don't. You like the tease. You like the building up of that sexual tension because it is so much more hot and amazing when you actually get it on. So games are very different than teasing, seduction, and foreplay. Games means that someone is going to lose and someone will win. Nothing will come out of game playing. So make sure that flirting, seduction, and foreplay have good outcomes only. It really does start with a spark of chemistry between two people. I mean, this is what we build on, right? Give her that mysterious smile. Show her that you're interested. Have you ever seen the movie Hitch? Well, a little description of kind of my business is I like to say I'm a female version of Hitch. So if you haven't seen it, go watch it. It's an amazing movie. So anyways, Will Smith is the main character and he's at a bar with his buddies and he sees like this gorgeous hot girl, not your typical girl that's out in a like slinky dress, but she's got glasses on. She's got a button-up shirt, low heels, pants. She's just, you know, she's sitting there drinking a Grey Goose martini and Will Smith sees that, like he's interested. He notices her right away. And he also reads her body language, which is amazing. So this guy is sitting over there, some creepy guy named Chip, and he's trying to pick her up with terrible, terrible lines. And she's clearly like, you know, look, thanks, but I'm not interested, yada, yada. And he still doesn't get the point. And Will Smith comes over. And he pretends to be her boyfriend. Oh, honey, yes. Like I didn't, you know, here's your drink, whatever. And he leaves. I mean, they do it much better in the movie, but he then sits down and he introduces himself, but he describes to her all of these emotions that she is probably thinking. And she's just like, oh my God. Yeah. It's this very cool banter that he has with her. He's not trying to pick her up. He basically asks her name and her place of employment and she tells him, and then he tells her his name. And then he's like, it was really nice to meet you. And he leaves and she's just like, what? Her mouth drops to the floor in astonishment. She is just like, what just happened? I just started to get a little interested and he left. Well, what he did is she's turned on by his honesty, his confidence, how he paid attention to her body language, how he knew what drink she was drinking to get her another one. She couldn't believe that he actually left. So this was the perfect scene to describe the first time meeting someone you are attracted to. This is just one way that women love to be noticed, but to the point where you are not needy or you keep asking, or you just seem, you know, because that is just not a turn on. One way to get a girl's attention is to tell her that her eyes are breathtaking. Her smile is beautiful. Be honest though. I mean, she'll genuinely know if you are being genuine. continue to flirt with her by looking her way when you're talking with her buddies, with your buddies. If she looks back and turns toward you, then you continue the flirting process. Let her simmer in the mystery of a man not begging for her. Never be too available. Also, a man that seems needy when she's instantly turned off. This is like the number one reason why women run. Men, don't do it. Don't act like you just want her no matter what. I mean, make sure you are interesting and you're authentic. Be yourself, be confident, and don't try too hard. Keep her wondering what you will do next. Don't be predictable, but be mysterious. Be the good guy and the bad boy. Because having those both and not knowing which one will show up is kind of hot. She will want to get to know you more and more. And this begins the game of seduction. All right, let's say you're on a fourth date. You've decided to cook an amazing meal for her at home. You decide to talk a little dirty. This can be a turn on if it's done right. For example, maybe you're making out and you tell her you can't wait to take her panties off. You also tell her that she's making you so turned on. See how she reacts to know if this is going the right way. And if she feels the same way and responds by talking dirty back to you, then you know it's a green light. But you must be careful here because talking too dirty can have the opposite effect and come off creepy. And then if she's not ready to go into that direction, she'll be like, all right, I'm done. Body language is super important, so pay attention. We communicate through our bodies to describe our feelings and emotions. Our bodies do not lie. We can tell lies out of our mouth, but our bodies don't. So pay attention. If her arms are crossed over or her legs, she's closed off. If she is, one way to tell that she is responding to you in a positive way is by she flips or twirls her hair. Does she lean into you as you place your hand on the small of her back? Does she look into your eyes with attentiveness and desire? Maybe she makes a comment how nice your ass is or how kissable your lips look. Her body language is telling you that she is turned on. So here are some examples of ways to seduce. Set the mood for a home dinner date. Smells and tastes are paramount to turn on desire. I can remember like a smell of cologne that I loved on my ex-boyfriend. And if I ever smell it again, I'm just like, oh, it's like the most amazing smell. Or a taste of a certain food will bring me back to a certain moment. So these are paramount and they can really be used to turn on a woman. So come to the date freshly showered and groomed with one spritz of cologne. Wear clothes that show off your personality and brings out your eyes. You really want her to focus on your eyes and know like there's that connection that needs to be had. And definitely for women, we've got to know that you're interested, you're listening, and this definitely shows through your eyes. Wear clothes that hug the body nice and that highlight your assets. I'll let you decide what those assets are. Don't look like a muscle head. Please don't wear, where the shirt is so tight, it looks obnoxious. And don't wear clothes that are too big on your body. Let them hug you in the right areas. They should be clean, pressed, and bright. Even wear sexy underwear, guys. When you look hot, you feel hot. Just like for women. So light candles that have either vanilla or cinnamon in them, they tend to be an aphrodisiac and they definitely turn us on. Cook dinner for her and make sure it's super delicious. Eat slowly and enjoy the flavors of the food. Maybe you sip on wine that complements the food. This would be ideal. You can even cook with aphrodisiac foods. This will enhance the mood even more. Just a few examples are oysters and chocolate. And I believe most women love chocolate. Maybe some nice chocolate for dessert. Put together a romantic playlist or music that evokes sensuality. Maybe she really enjoys a certain type of music that just like gets her in the mood, makes her want to move her body, relax. It's really about making women relax and feel the ability to just let everything else go in our lives and focus on that moment with you. After the date, continue by texting her to let you know you were thinking about her, that you had an amazing time. She's, you know, a few nice comments, nothing too crazy. Just let her know you're thinking about her. Another idea is to send her her favorite thing. It could be flowers, it could be a great wine that you enjoyed together, or even jewelry. Get to know her so that you can surprise her without, you know, without her knowing when or when you're going to be doing something. Trust me, she will love it and she will feel special. Now, foreplay. We women love it and we need it. Anyone that says they don't is not being honest. I mean, we can take a while for us to get out of our heads and into sexual mode. Turn us on by taking your time. And if you don't know what turns her on, ask. It's super simple. Side note to all the ladies listening, please, please tell him what you want. What turns you on? What will make you orgasm? And it is okay to tell him without shame. Trust me. I know that forever our society has told us that it's not okay to use our voice. Well, I'm telling you now that it is utterly important for your happiness and your sexual pleasure. It's simple, but let's start with the kiss, because the kiss can be everything for a woman. Her first kiss can tell her so much about you. Please, men, have clean, good breath. I can't emphasize this enough. It's like, you should just have like a wonderful mouth that she wants to explore. So it should taste good and smell good. Also, your lips should be supple and not cracked. They should be just ready and like, they should just be good and perfect. Make sure your face is either freshly shaved or your beard / mustache, whatever you have, is trimmed so that when you go to kiss, you are not scratching her. Side note, I did date a gentleman once who had a mustache. Ooh. Not my thing. Hated it. He ended up shaving it. But every time it would like poke me and it was just like, ugh, you don't want to ruin the moment with anything superficial. So just make sure you're all ready to go. Look into her eyes, then look at her lips and move in slowly to kiss her. You can even put your hands on her face if that's okay with her. I know a lot of women don't want you to touch their hair. So just stay away from their hair. And kiss her slowly and then passionately. Then you can move on to the passion. Kissing is super erotic. It will tell you, hopefully too, how you will make love to her. So very, very important. Tell us how sexy she is, how much you were turned on and you want her. Let her feel tiny in your arms when you hug her or caress her. Ask her what she likes so that you can turn her on. Let her be vocal and listen. Listen, not to what you want, but what she wants. Do not rush. It's a total turn off. When you don't rush, it lets the sexual tension build. Yes, this is important. Cater to her needs and make sure she orgasms before you. If you give all yourself to pleasing her, trust me when I tell you, she will not only please you, but she will want to love you up again and again. It really is about the technique and connection between you and your lover. This is really, that's all important. Men, don't worry about the size of your cock. It doesn't matter. It will work out in some shape or form. Another thing, if she wants to lead in the bedroom, let her. Maybe she wants to try the dominating hat on. It's okay. This is where you guys get to explore your wants and needs, her wants and needs, and see if you guys mesh. I'm just going to give a couple examples of seduction. Smiling seductively with your pearly whites. Whisper in her ear something really hot and romantic, like, oh, babe, your ass looks so good in those jeans. Make her dinner over candlelight. Take her on an exotic destination. Maybe she's been wanting to go somewhere like Bora Bora, like one of the sexiest places to take a woman in the world. Take her on a shopping spree, like let her be a queen for the day and just let her do her thing. Take her out to do something amazing and fun and different, like maybe a helicopter ride over the city at night. And there's a million others, just depending on what she wants or what you want, buy her a spa day package. Oh, this at our favorite spa. This is amazing. Massages and pedicures and facials. When a woman is relaxed, she can be turned on. So basically make her feel like the queen she is. Trust me, she will want to see what it's like to get naked and have fun. Here are some examples of foreplay. One of my favorites, going to a strip club. Not for everybody, but I love it. Watching a porn of maybe a fantasy that you have, she has, but just make sure she's comfortable with doing something that erotic. And also a side note is please don't try these porn acts at home because someone could seriously get injured. It is a movie and it is acting. So if you are only getting your sexual, how you want a woman to be sexually, it is not in a porn movie. Okay. Make your own. And just, this is just like a clip if you need and want something in the background. Maybe it's her dressing up in sexy lingerie and then doing her own version of a striptease for you. Kissing each other everywhere and exploring each other's bodies. Acting out a fantasy. Using toys. Having a hot oil massage. Eating body chocolates off of each other. Or maybe you're into BDSM costume play. Really, whatever the pleasure is, but make sure you respect her and whatever she is comfortable with. And this will make all the difference in the world. So I just thought I would talk about this really fun topic. I think it's important for you guys to know men and women are built different in the sexual arena, and that's okay. But just know how to explore her in a soft and slow and whatever that is for you guys to be turned on. But all I can say is now go have some fun and explore each other. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. Come and hang out with me on Instagram at CelesteMoreImage. Let me know your thoughts on today's episode because I always love hearing from you all. You can find all the links and resources in the show notes of the episode on my website, CelesteMoore.com. Okay, that's all for now. I'll see you in the next episode. See you next time, friends.